Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, welcome everybody. Doug Addison here. Father, we ask that you would increase your power and presence, and the angels. The Lord is releasing a super order from heaven, that the warring angels are here with us and with you and on this broadcast. Father, we thank you that you're going to do a new thing in our midst. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're going to now just bring us the presence of the Lord from the... Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shift the spiritual atmosphere to the true heaven. And Lord, everything. We want to cancel everything that's not of the Lord. And we declare that there will be no... backlash, retaliation, and warfare at all. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Well, we have, I already know this, I'm sure, but this is a very serious time for us. We have an urgent financial need in Light Connection, and both personally and the ministry. So we thank you for partnering with us and being a major part of what we do each month, and we thank the Enlight Connection team in Lystra. But this all started at the, I mentioned this before, but the Lord just, you know, told me to go over it again and talk about it, because that there's a major breakthrough that we need. I mean, a major financial breakthrough. It all started with the cyber attack against us last year in February. That actually put us in debt into a financial situation. I know you know this, but we're going to come into agreement, Lord, right now over this. And it's been an attack of the enemy to stop me and us from moving forward. But really, right now, just everything. We're losing money each month. I've been telling people, but we're now at a point where we have to make some decisions, and we need greater prayer. We have the Enlight Connection Board of Directors as well, and our apostolic oversight. But you know, the attack of the enemy is coming in so hard, but the enemy when that happens, we just declare that peace be still over the storms. I mentioned it before, but there's a few different ways that you could help us. First of all, pray. We need extra prayer right now. Also, to make the one-time donation or partner with us like you are, dougaston.com/give. And as well, you can invite me to speak at an event or an online or live event. At dougaddison.com, or go to the events request Doug Addison page and invite me to speak. I can also say to attend one of our online trainings. We did the last one we did last month was Understanding Dreams and Visions. But I want to be honest with you. I'm experiencing so much spiritual warfare that I'm not able to work. It's very difficult for me. And it has to do with the attacks that have been coming against us and causing us to lose money. It has to do with the past and things that had happened. I've been honest with people, that things that happened to me as a child and stuff. I mean, continued healing right now. And I took a year off and came back to the cyber attack. And so it's just been so intense, that the level of warfare. But we just declare, we put this under the blood of Jesus Christ. I have a prayer that I pray it's a spirit of truth prayer. And we invite in right now the true Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the true Jesus of Nazareth, right now. And everything goes to Him. Father, we ask that You would bring peace. Peace be still. Yeah, to the storms. And the word I have is similar to last month, because the Lord is moving right now, same way, which these powerful angels are being released. Psalm 91, 1 and 2. Whoever dwells under the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know, it's a powerful time. Psalm 31, 24. Be strong and take heart, for all you who hope in the Lord. You know, when we put our hope in the Lord, He will strengthen you. He's bringing things to a deeper healing and restoration. You know, the warfare has been intense, but the word of God is very, very clear. Psalm 27, 3. Though an army beseech me, my heart will not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then, I will be confident. As you continue, I tell you right now, to stand on the word and His promises in the Bible, He's going to strengthen you in a greater move of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is releasing the warring angels. So, Lord, would You do that right now? Release the warring angels. Release the warring angels. Release the warring angels. And there is actually, we're just going to allow that to soak for a minute, because they're here, both virtually on our podcast, on the Zoom here, our mentoring meeting. And thank you, Father. Yeah, we're going to release those. So ask the Lord to release the warring and angels of all types. You know, there's a move of the Holy Spirit coming. John 3:34. For the one who God sent speaks the words of God, for He gives His Spirit without limit. That's a powerful word. And the Lord is releasing His Holy Spirit right now without limit. He's giving us deeper revelation, prophetic words, and encouragement. And there's an increase coming right now. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now, He who supplies the seed to the sower and bread and food will also supply an increase for your storehouses of seed and enlarge your harvest with righteousness. You know, the Lord is bringing about an increase in many areas, finances, revelation, understanding, ideas for business and ministry. And so let's come into agreement right now with the Lord for the financial breakthrough and turnaround in Light Connection needs we need personally, and I'm sure that you need right now. We're just going to focus on that. We call it in, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Bring in the warring angels, the Holy Spirit, into the situation. Thank You, Father. Wait on the Lord just a minute. Thank You, Lord. You know, the Lord will meet all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, you know, we're standing on these promises right now. And the Lord will not only meet our needs, but He'll supply the financial increase and the increase of His love and His presence. Thank You, Lord. Yeah.